AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The death toll from Hurricane Helene now at least 132 across six states, from Florida's Gulf Coast to the Appalachian Mountains in Virginia. Asheville, North Carolina, among the areas hardest hit. At Donahue on how people there are coping.
Carrie Owenby went to a neighbor's home, one of the few that still has electricity to charge her cell phone.
We haven't had power, water, very low on food. Hardly any stores are open. There's no gas.
She says the hospital has no running water. They can't flush toilets. A local lake is filled with wooden debris. Lines are long to get water in Asheville. Somerville Johnson says her family is adapting to make this work.
Sounds like it's going to be a couple weeks before water and another 5 days before power. So we have cell service now, so that's been helpful.
Several main roads into Asheville were washed away or blocked by mudslides, including a four-mile section of Interstate 40. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden plans to travel to North Carolina Wednesday. Governor Roy Cooper briefed him this afternoon via video.
We're doing door-to-door welfare checks on people to make sure that they are accounted for. We know there will be more deaths because this was an unprecedented devastating storm.
The Israeli military has launched ground raids into southern Lebanon, telling the U.S. they're limited operations targeting Hezbollah. But a Western diplomat tells AP a wider ground operation is imminent. Hezbollah's acting leader says the militant group is prepared for a long war. Meantime, Joe Fetterman reports Israel's sending Iran a message.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today sent a videotape message to the people of Iran. He says his dispute is with the government, not the people, but he is warning them that Israel has the ability to strike its enemies no matter where they are.
The union representing U.S. dock workers is signaling 45,000 members will walk off the job at midnight in ports along the east and Gulf coasts. This is AP News. Musician and actor Kris Kristofferson has died at his home on Maui at the age of 88. Margie Zaraletta has a look at his career.
Freedom's just another word.
Kris Kristofferson was a Golden Gloves boxer, a college football and rugby star. He flew military helicopters. He had a master's in English from Oxford. Plus, he wrote Me and Bobby McGee.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning.
Kristofferson's songs also include Sunday Morning Coming Down, Help Me Make It Through the Night, and For the Good Times. Kristofferson said in a 2006 interview he planned to write songs as long as he could.
I hope that I'm creative as long as I'm conscious. But if I never wrote another song, I'd feel very blessed.
Kristofferson also was a successful actor, appearing in A Star Is Born, Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, Convoy, and Blade. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.